Grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus, the very presence of God to us. Our text is the Holy Gospel. Please hear again this language. And behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on his bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son. Your sins are forgiven." That's our text. In Christ Jesus, Christian friends. You ever feel absolutely distanced from other people? It could be something you have done or failed to do. It could be some circumstance of life in which you find or feel that somehow you are, according to the old phrase, persona non grata, the person that somehow needs to be on the outside. You ever feel distanced from people? You ever feel so brokenhearted sometimes because the person or persons that you trusted to be present for you all of a sudden abandon you and leave you isolated and by yourself? You ever feel distanced from people? You ever go through the experience when you know you've got some burden in your own way of being that somehow has all come to the fore, and either you really were responsible for plotting some deception, or somehow it all went awry, and all of a sudden there are persons who are stepping back either in dismay, in hurt, or disgust, or uncertainty, and you feel like you are all out there entirely by yourself? You ever feel distanced from people? Sometimes it's the encounter we go through on a bed of illness, when persons surround us with their care, physical, emotional, spiritual. They try to be supportive and we appreciate it, and yet illness has absolutely pinned us to the sheets of the bed and we are by ourselves. And we feel distanced, cut off from everything that is familiar, and absolutely then helpless to do anything about it. We can be hurt, we can rage over it, we can try to blame or explain, but it does not remove the root issue. We're all by ourselves, and we're distanced. And it hurts. It hurts because people are not meant to be alone. That's one of the first things the Lord said as he tried to give some shape to this world. It is not good that they should be alone. I'll make somebody for them. The Lord is so full of care and so present within himself. That's why he's Holy Trinity. That he fills this world with all kinds of people of all kinds of ages and all colors and all sorts of experiences and backgrounds, and he has given us one to another, and it does not matter because sometimes we're cut off from them and we feel distanced. That's what this paralytic was going through. We are not told the nature of his experience. Only that he was paralyzed and absolutely dependent on his friends. We're not told the extent of his paralysis, and above all, we are not told the cause of it. I think on our part, it's some kind of investigative, self-righteous exploration and denial if we want to say, well, somehow he was paralyzed as a result of something he did wrong. That's why Jesus forgives his sins. Don't go there. It's not in the text. That's modern thinking, that for every situation, there has to be a cause. Now just focus on the reality of this man who's paralyzed and on his bed. And he has friends who bring him. The other gospelers say it was four men. Matthew doesn't elaborate. The other gospelers talk about coming to Capernaum, where Jesus is in the home where he normally stays, and they have to let the man down through the roof because they can't get to him. That's beside the point here in Matthew. This man is paralyzed. Physical, yes. And it goes beyond that. Because when you and I are distanced from other people, as this man was distanced from the Lord Jesus, we find ourselves in this impossible situation of how do I come to be present? And we're cut off not only from other people, but ultimately we begin to wonder if we're cut off from God himself. Where's God in the middle of this? Why do I feel so all alone? And then the lies start, because then the enemy has got us in his clutches. Pretty soon we find ourselves bitter, angry, self-questioning, all of those other sorts of things, because we yearn to be close to people and we are distanced. It is a naive belief among people in the West, especially Americans, who favor this notion of rugged individualism. I don't need anybody else. I have my own sense of who I am, and if you want to put it into the context of good church people, and I'm right, because I haven't done anything wrong to anybody, and we are distanced. You know what this has to do with sin? Most of us live with a third grade understanding of sin. That's appropriate for third graders. I have offended the standard. I am wrong, and I need to be forgiven and brought back into the fellowship. Don't miss that piece. Now let's turn it around the way the scriptures do from the book of Isaiah, where the Lord says to his people, your sins have made a distance, a separation between me and you. And the Lord is not separate, and his love does not separate itself from us. Consider what goes on in our Old Testament lesson. You have Jacob, after whom the Lord names his people because his name gets changed to Israel. You cannot find a bigger cad in the Bible than Jacob / Israel. He manipulated his father. He manipulated his mother. He manipulated his brother. He manipulated his father. He manipulated both of his wives and both of his mistresses. And then he tried to manipulate God. And this is the kind of person the Lord names his people after. Jacob have I loved, because the Lord keeps coming present. Jacob is running away from the mess he has made, and he is distanced. All he has is to lie his head on a rock. And who puts him right into his presence? He has his dream, and he is in the house of God, in the presence of God. And as much as Jacob has distanced himself from everybody else, and he's terrified for his own life, the Lord is there and lays claim to Jacob in spite of himself. And behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on his bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, take heart, my son. Your sins are forgiven. Jesus is the very presence of God made flesh, and Jesus understands isolation. Jesus understands distancing. It is in Matthew's gospel later that Jesus will say, my God, why have you forsaken me? It is in Matthew's gospel that Jesus tells his disciples, you're all going to abandon me, and I will be left to this thing all by myself. It is in Matthew's gospel that Jesus comes to his disciples and said, couldn't you watch with me for 1 hour? Why are you sleeping? Jesus understands being distanced. And this one comes to the paralytic and says, everything that you feel and fear and experience that somehow you sense is a distancing from the very presence of God, I send it away. That's what the word forgiveness means. It means all the conditions and circumstances that somehow form the engine and the energy for this lie that gets in our head. It's my fault. I'm angry. I'm afraid. I'm alone. It's their fault. And all this other sort of malarkey. The very voice of God sends away. And it restores the man to community. The people say, who does this guy think he is to forgive sins? Only God can do that. And Jesus said, oh, that's right. You don't realize who I am. Just to make the point clear, so that it's obvious to you. And then he turns to the paralytic and says, rise. Take up your pallet and go home. And he did. Maybe there's power of comfort in that, because in verse 7 it says, and he rose and went home. Isn't that what we yearn for? There's an old television show many of us watched for a lot of years. It's called Cheers. It was the ongoing saga of a whole group of people absolutely isolated from one another who at the end of the day would regularly find themselves gathered around one another's company and alcoholic beverages in a bar in Boston. And the theme song of that is probably the yearning that all of us have. You want to go where everybody knows your name. We want to come home. Because we're afraid we're distanced and isolated from one another. And yet we try our artificial ways to make that happen. We try to guarantee that we didn't do anything wrong, it was their fault. And we end up then sitting at the breakfast table, glaring at one another across the table. We walk into the church that is our home and end up sitting isolated from one another because we didn't do it, they did it. We end up in our community and in our country at odds with one another so much that we can't even listen to one another and care and get what somebody else is saying. We cannot listen long enough for them to get past the feelings so that they can say, I'm sorry, here's my part of it, and be an echo of the Lord. It's okay. I forgive you. Did you hear what St. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4? He says, be angry, but don't sin. He's saying, be honest about your feelings. That sometimes we're hurt or we don't think things went right. And we don't listen to one another long enough for somebody to get the bile out of their belly. And understand that when you and I sin, it's because we're reaching for our own solution to it. And there is no solution from human beings to the distance. There is only Jesus. Who says to us, rise, I dismiss everything that immobilizes you and keeps you separated from one another. Your sins are forgiven. They're sent away. And it's not just a matter of being content, okay, now I'm clear with the standard. No. What the forgiveness of sins does is to put us back into relationship with one another. That's what the church is. Church with a capital C. It is the fellowship of people who believe that the Lord Jesus Christ has forgiven their sins and the sins of one another, which means that nothing divides us. And if we keep fostering division, what we're really saying is, I don't believe in Christ. That's what we're really saying. Doesn't mean we necessarily agree about everything. Doesn't mean that all of a sudden we all become the same. What it means is we learn how to love one another and hold on to one another, because we're all scared. We're all, each of us, by ourselves. Years ago, I was in a nursing home making a visit, and I saw a lady had a sign above her bed. She said, "Touch me. Wrinkles are not contagious." Isn't that about how we feel? Somehow so alone, so distanced. And then somebody reaches out and shakes our hand. And says, "Take heart. Your sins are forgiven. Rise. Take up your pallet and go home." Amen. May the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.